The president underwent a successful medical procedure yesterday, and doctors are satisfied with the findings. They will therefore discharge him Saturday, and he might be for Lusaka Sunday.
You talked about the prognosis being good. Were there any pieces of advice that a doctor shared with the president about his hectic schedule following the surgery?
Yeah, they have kept the finer detail of the medical advice confidential, but they've been very gracious to tell us that the medical procedure was successful and that they will be discharging him, and that they are satisfied with the general condition, and they've advised him to return for medical review in a matter of weeks.
How is his spirit at the moment?
He's very well, in very high spirits. He's continued with lighter duties even as he is in hospital. He's attending to those matters that he can attend to whilst he's in hospital. He's in very, very high spirits. He's well.
Well, as you know, some Zambians were very worried about his ailment recently. What assurances will he be giving to Zambians, especially now that he has undergone a very successful surgery or medical operation, as you called it?
We are hopeful that the openness that he has shown should be sufficient to reassure the Zambians that as president, he's a public figure, and given where we are coming from, where we have lost two presidents, the interest is very high among Zambians. So they should get the assurance that everything is all right, because all the procedures from the time when he was sick to the time when he's been treated have been made public, and we have issued medical bulletins at each time when doctors have reached a fundamental decision requiring communication. So Zambians must be assured that the president will resume duties immediately.
Some Zambians who have been expressing concern about the president say that this newly elected president should take extremely good care of his health, and they don't want to face another round of unfortunate incident.
And I think that the precaution starts with his decision to seek medical treatment, and that's what we have done as late as possible, and to be open about it as much as possible, so that if anything is detected that requires urgent medical attention, we do get him to be treated as quickly as possible.
What is your message to Zambians as the president readies himself to return home?
The message to the Zambians is that they must continue to support the president and ensure that when any one of the political leaders is ill, whether it's the president or the opposition leaders, that's not a matter for celebration, that you cannot pursue your ambitions through the tragedy of another person, because the mortality of every person is certain, whether they are president or not. So to appear as though you are immortal because you are in opposition is something senseless. Zambians must have the dignity to respect the confidentiality of medical records of a person, medical condition of a person, but he must appreciate that at least the president has opened up himself to a very, very extreme high standard of scrutiny.